Visiting now with Thomas Girolamatos, an attorney with the McShane Law Firm in the Harrisburg area. First of all, thanks for taking the time here on News Talk 104.1 and 1600 WEJS.
Yes, of course. It's great to be here, and thank you for inviting us. We really appreciate it.
So the civil unrest, if you will, portion of the stay-at-home order and the business shutdown has now begun to unfold all across the country. We've seen peaceful protests in North Carolina. We've seen peaceful protests and cars being in gridlock yesterday and horns being honked in the state up north, if you will. Now it seems that Reopen PA wants to have a very similar peaceful protest coming up early next week.
That's correct. And, you know, that's why we made that offer to them to defend anybody for free who is, you know, either incarcerated or somehow curtailed from exercising their peaceful right to protest. You know, the things like that don't go away just because there is a threat out there. There has to be a balance between rights and health. And, you know, the government's primary purpose is to protect rights. So it can't just be a one-size-fits-all approach. That's why we're happy to make that offer.
Tom, if I may, what's been interesting to note is in the press conferences that I've been a part of really since this pandemic began with the state-level leaders, specifically the governor and the Secretary of Health, I've been asking threshold questions as we've got to the point of the complete shutdown of the state and the stay-at-home, that type of deal. Well, what is interesting to note is the last couple of days is asking those same leaders, so if someone disobeys your order and has a non-essential business and they choose to reopen, what's the punishment or what is the consequence? And to date, they haven't answered that question yet.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a fair assessment of the situation. You know, it seems like right now it's sort of like the order is in place and then there's almost like discretionary enforcement going on for now. You know, which really just is not how it's supposed to be. You know, rights are rights, and it can't be, you know, we can't just like say, okay, you have the right to do this, but we hope that you exercise, as in speaking to the government, we hope that you, the government, exercise this right safely and nicely. You know, that's not how it works, you know. You can't just hope that that discretionary enforcement will lead to proper enforcement, you know. And so, especially as it relates to that peaceful protest right, you know, that's a fundamental right that the government needs to take more narrowly tailored action if they want to infringe on it in order to protect human life. It has to be more narrowly tailored. You guys are out in Williamsport. You take Lycoming County that I think, last I checked, has 29 or 30 confirmed cases and no deaths. And then some counties up there with, you know, I think one infection based on our conversation from before.
Yeah, Sullivan County has one case.
Yeah, and you know, there's more than one county in the in Pennsylvania, and certainly in the United States. I saw a statistic yesterday that said 25% of United States counties have no infections, zero. You know, so I don't see, you know, you take a quarter of the country on a bigger scale, and if we're going to argue that the government is not narrowly tailoring their action towards protection of life. It's hard to say that they're doing that if they're preventing the people in the 25% of counties that have no infections. I mean, where's the threat there, you know? It's things like this that really need to be, I think, decided more on a local level as time moves on, you know. But that, regardless, you know, in the meantime, there has to be people willing to stand up and say, just because there's a virus out there, and look, we want people to stay safe. There's no doubt about that. But if we don't remain stewards of our own rights, you know, we don't want to know what that turns into, you know what I mean? So it's important to stand up and defend those rights. That's what we're trying to do.
I want to look ahead at Monday, but before we look ahead at Monday and what potentially would unfold in Harrisburg, in and around the state capitol with a peaceful protest, I want to go back a little bit into your background because you've got a very unique perspective on this crisis. You went to St. John's, that's in Queens. You know, you go to Harrisburg for the work that you're doing in the legal profession, and Lycoming College people, listen up, he went to the Widener Commonwealth Law School, okay? So we're not going to hold that against him, at least for the moment, because he's doing amazing work, being the arch rival of the Warriors. However, with your time at Widener, again, you know, that's in and around Chester, which has been extremely hard hit by COVID-19. Can you walk people through kind of your experiences in both places and the perspective that you bring with having relationships with those two communities?
I'm happy to do that. I will tell you that the Widener Law School is actually in Harrisburg, so I haven't spent any time in Chester County. The firm that I work at now, with the McShane firm, the school's about, you know, right down the street from it, so kept it all close to each other. My time in New York, and I was actually born in New York. I was born in Flushing to Rita and Dennis Girolamatis. We moved to PA when I was in kindergarten. Then college is when I went back to New York. My older brother still commutes to and from New York. He's a local 3 electrician, IBEW. And I think Monroe County is where my parents are from. 20,000 people commute to and from every day. And the MARTS buses that do the commuting have just shut down. I think they shut down for 2 weeks. Maybe they open back up, but I doubt it. I even have a few clients that are currently living in New York, and, you know, they can't make their way out to the courts are shut down anyway, but, you know, they're shut indoors. My cousin is also a local 3 electrician. At first they were working with protective gear, and, you know, a lot of the jobs now have been sort of told to go home in the meantime. New York obviously has been affected by it a lot worse than a lot of places in the country. Sort of to loop it all together, makes a really good point. Do people in Lycoming County need to be treated by their government the same way people in New York City are? I think clearly not, especially as it relates to a peaceful right to protest. New York, everybody I know in New York, they're definitely affected by this. I know people that have lost their jobs. Some people are working from home and kept their jobs, thank God. It's certainly taken a toll on people.
So now let's look ahead to early in the week. The protest, peaceful, by the way, peaceful protest happens. That's what everybody's looking to do. Nobody's looking for civil unrest or starting any kind of fights or anything like that. Just say that, you know, the state police are there in force, and that's already been telegraphed. And, you know, Harrisburg City Police are there, Dauphin County Sheriff, right? Any law enforcement they can bring in, they're going to bring in. That's not the point. I think the point of the protest is to say, we want to go back to work. We don't want to have to be on unemployment. We're a state that works, right? So let's go back to work, and Governor, let's make that happen. If somebody has an issue where they are taken into custody or detained or arrested, how do they get in contact with you? Because you guys have made a pretty phenomenal offer to people that are just exercising their right to gather and exercising their right to kind of voice their opinion.
Well, the best way you can reach out is to just call us, 717-657-3900. The McShane firm, ask for an attorney, tell us what happened, and we're ready to fight for that. Defending anybody that exercises that peaceful protest, I just don't think it's so obvious that they can just come in and, you know, break everybody apart and say, go home. I don't think so, and especially if they're going to arrest people for it. I'd be curious to know if they do go and arrest people for that, if they're taking the same position as that the Raleigh Police Department did, where they said that protesting is a non-essential activity. We all took our oaths to defend the Constitution, and perhaps, we defer on what exactly the meaning of that is, but that's exactly what the court system is for. And that type of, argument, and I use the word fight, but not in a civil unrest sense, only fight in the courtroom, litigation-wise, that's a fight that we're always willing to have, and it's something that we do all the time, long before coronavirus and long after coronavirus is solved, defending those rights, whether it's, the right to be presumed innocent, the right to remain silent, freedom of search and seizure, and in this case, the right to assemble. We're always happy to defend rights like that.
And what you're saying is, if anybody experiences that particular situation during this peaceful protest situation, whenever it happens, it's scheduled, I think, for Monday, your firm, you specifically, are willing to represent them pro bono is the legal term, but for free.
Correct.
Give everybody give everybody that phone number one more time and or the website, and then we'll just keep everybody posted. What's that phone number again?
The phone number is 717-657-3900. I'll say it again. It's 717-657-3900. 657-3900. My name's Thomas, but you call any attorney here, we're eager to fight for you in this case, you know. And then the website is just themcshanefirm.com. And we definitely look forward to helping anybody that, you know, this situation happens to affect in that way.
Tom Girolamatos, appreciate the time, and we'll be in touch here in the near future as well as this situation continues to unfold here with COVID-19 and a potential peaceful protest on Monday.
Sounds great. Happy to talk to you anytime, all right? And thank you for the interview. Thank you for letting us get the message out.